Students at Seattle University reacted to today's announcement of a new pope with surprise, excitement, and hope. Seattle U is a Jesuit school, and the new Catholic leader, Jorge Bergoglio of Argentina, is the first ever Jesuit pope. KUOW's Liz Jones visited the campus and talked to several students, as well as the director of the Ignatian Spirituality Center in Seattle, who is at the Seattle University Chapel.
Well, I actually saw it on my phone in class, and I ran home to eat lunch, so I pulled up the live ABC stream, and I was with one of my roommates, and we were both really excited to see that it was a cardinal from South America and a non-European pope.
I only caught it from a friend, so I was just leaving class, and he kind of said to the whole class, in case anybody's interested, new pope's Argentinian.
I, of course, broke into tears and was a wreck, just because it's so hopeful and joyful.
I think it's good to see diversity. There's a huge population of Catholics that are in Latin America and South America that I kind of perceive as marginalized.
Stuff that I think he'll probably have to address sooner or later, things of every hot-button issue with the Catholic Church, abortion, you name it, gay marriage, especially marriage equality, maybe things that, at least in our campus, are a little like liberal that we are okay with, even though we're in a Jesuit setting.
So I didn't really know about anything about the Jesuits until I came here. And talking to my priest before I came up, he said, oh yeah, the Jesuits, they tend to be like so far liberal on the spectrum of like conservative liberal in terms of Catholicism. They tend to be so far liberal that some Catholics say they're not quite Catholic. So I think I was actually pretty surprised to hear that he's a Jesuit.
I felt like the last 2 weeks, it's almost been like holding a Catholic lottery ticket. And so it was kind of like we won the lottery in a sense. And the fact that he is a Jesuit means that he's been less involved in church politics and more involved in really more about the gospel. And that's what we're all here about. That's the essence of the church.
Those were the voices of Seattle University students Rachel Lutze, Chris Schauberg, Connor Fitzpatrick, and the director of the Ignatian Spirituality Center in Seattle, Mary Hartrick.